Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so did. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, continuing with the sequence on setting yourself up to succeed, today we're talking about getting started. You know, you can read a lot of self-help books, you can listen to a lot of motivational speeches. You can try and assemble all the knowledge that you possibly can gain or have learned and still be at a complete loss as to how to accomplish the things that you want to be, do, and have. The truth of the matter is, your parents probably haven't taught it to you. They certainly don't teach it to you in school. And if you go out into the world half-cocked, it may send you home scared out of your mind, because you immediately recognize that there are some tenets missing. There are some classes you missed. And because of that, many of us are thrown off course not too long after we get out there. All right. They say statistically in a year's time, most people regret having left the nest, or they return to the nest because they are blindsided. They were unprepared. And this is one reason why people say, well, it's good to go away to college, live in the dorm, and try to get adjusted and used to being on your own and not having a parental supervision. And at the same time, there are those who lose their lives or limit their lives. Some people don't make it back. Getting started is not always an easy process, especially if you don't know the right questions to ask or who to ask. And if you don't have mentors or coaches or guides in order to help you navigate the hurdles. There are circumstances, conditions, and people that will suck the life out of your dreams quickly and continuously if you allow it. The point is, so many of us go out here unprepared. And because of these seemingly random events that take place, we never actually get started fulfilling our purpose or living our dream. So today I want to take a moment to talk to you about ways in which you can begin to get yourself on track or get back on track and restart or get started. Moving in the right direction. Now, let me start by saying one thing. You do not have to know everything in the beginning. I hear a lot of people talking about how much you got to know and you've got to become an expert. You have to know all the tenets and be prepared for anything. What I find is all of these things are basic deterrents to the success of your achievement. It's just that simple. Because if you really were to focus on all the aforementioned things, you probably would go back to bed and say, forget it, too hard, don't want to do it. Okay? And this often happens to people because they just don't see the point. They are discouraged. And they feel like they won't succeed. And for some, they give up in advance before they even start or try because they feel that the deck is stacked against them. So what we want to do is first recognize the first principle. There is a oneness. The oneness. Some people call it God, some Buddha, Allah, the divine flow, Jehovah, energy, the universe. That one presence that is infinite in every point in space. And you are made in its image and likeness. In other words, you are a co-creator with God. You are here to continue God's creation. Make no mistake about it. Read whichever holy book, history book, math book, science book, whatever you want. There is one principle. Okay? And from that principle, all things flow. But you, spiritual being, having a human experience, have been given choice, free will, power over your circumstances, dominion over all things. And if you don't know that, you are probably lost going out the door. And you want to. First, acknowledge that. Alleviate your fear, your doubt, and your reservation. Return to the assignment given to you by your Creator. That purpose, that plan of action that is inside you, that seed was planted long ago. And no matter who you are or what you've been through, it's still there, waiting for you to nurture it, to water it, to feed it, to express it, to be it, to do it, and to have it. So first, make that connection. Know that you are a co-creator, and this is your divine right to live your purpose, to live your dream, because that is the perk, the benefit, the joy, the pleasure, the reason you're here, and the reason to continue living. Okay? Because you are able to express yourself, your purpose, and be duly compensated. Now, if you look around, you don't have to look far. Look up at a billboard. Look at a magazine. Look at a newspaper, television. Look at YouTube or one of the live streams. And you see other people living their dream every day. Everything they do is announced all over the radio and television station, on the internet, everywhere you look. We're in everybody's business. What do they have that you don't have? I'll tell you what that is. I won't keep you guessing. Visibility. Ask yourself, why is it that they have visibility? What is it that they do that everybody wants to know about, or to know that they've done it again? And sometimes we don't even care about the song they sing or the movie they produce or the joy and happiness they brought to other people. Sometimes we just want to know what they had on or where they were last seen. That's when you know you got power and visibility. When people just happy to say, I got a glimpse of that person. Because Joe Blow was walking down the street and had his arm around some unknown person. So I had on a pair of shoes that were worth $1 million. We need to know this, you know, for some reason. For some reason. Well, today in an electronic age, gaining visibility is actually very simple. You don't have to be a genius to figure it out. But what you have to do is put together a plan of action that goes along with your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your purpose. Okay? Whatever that is. A lot of people come to me and they say, but I don't know what my purpose is. Sure you do. What it is that you don't know if you can pull it off because you've been sidelined or discouraged. But we all know what we came here to do. It's the thing that just bubbles up inside us, just makes us lose consciousness almost, because it gets us so excited and we lose track of time and we forget about other commitments and we find ourselves just caught up in that vision. We see ourselves, all of us, it's part of the human experience. We see ourselves as accomplishing various things, living a certain high life, and traveling, and having the freedom to be, do, and have the life we deserve. That is natural for us. And that is what keeps us going, charges our battery, makes us persist, pursue different avenues. Otherwise, we'd all just throw in the towel, just give up and say, oh, forget it. But that seed is planted within you, and somewhere, deep down, no matter what has transpired in your life, there is that thing that you know you can do. Maybe you've set yourself in another direction. Maybe you feel like you've gotten too old to do what you used to do. Maybe you just haven't been keeping your body up. Maybe you haven't been eating right. Maybe you haven't put yourself in the right place or met the right people. But today, I want to spark that fire, that passion, that seed within you to help you get started, get back on track, and say yes to your purpose, yes to your assignment from God. Tune into that power, that energy that is within and around you, that is infinite in every point in space, that never leaves you. You can't step outside of it. As I always say, there's no such thing as ungodly. We live and move and have our being within the whole of the infinite universe. And there is no other option. What seems to have happened is that people have cast in their dream for belief in duality, something other than that one infinite presence. And we think that there's the downfall, there's the obstacle that's going to deter me from accomplishing that which I set out to. No, it's all about where you've placed your attention. People have often told you, well, it's all about who you know. And if you don't know the right people, then you're never going to get where you want to go. The truth of the matter is, it's about who knows you and about who you are networking with. If your objective is to gain visibility, okay, to put your message out there, your talent, your skills, your ability, then you should be taking every possible opportunity to be where you can be seen. where you can give your gift. You should be jumping out of bed in the morning and almost breaking your neck to have another day, another opportunity to live your purpose. Take another stab at it. Okay? Rather than being discouraged, rather than feeling unloved, unappreciated, take this opportunity to get out there and do you. Show the world what it is that you have, whether you're an artist of some type, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a technician, whether you're a restaurateur, a business owner, a social worker, whatever it is you bring, bring it. That's how you get started. You alleviate all the blocks, the barriers, the obstacles from your mind. You get away from those people, those naysayers, who fail to celebrate you, those who bring you down, make you feel like, boy, why did I tell them about this? Sometimes it's your parents. Sometimes it's your siblings, your best friend. Sometimes you have to put them aside for the moment. Okay, and that's where that saying comes from, about share information on a need-to-know basis. Sometimes people who love you will be the thorn in your side. Sometimes you have to get out there and do it anyway and then let them know. Oh, they might be a little upset. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you? Well, I did. Okay. But you didn't hear me. Or you thought I was kidding. Or you didn't believe in me, you know. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, you have to reconnect with that spirit, with that oneness, with that energy that is within and around you that has assigned your purpose. Well, it's written. You can look it up in the holy books, I tell you. Okay? And see, when you're living your purpose, then everything else is effortless. Everything in your life becomes us. Everything becomes the perfect complement. You have to identify that which you want to be, do, and have. Don't worry about the details, the plan. Okay, you get to that in the next lesson. But right now, you need to know exactly what it is you want to do. Okay? To the best of your knowledge right now. You don't have to know everything. But just identify it. Connect with spirit and know that you have the right. Okay? You justify it. And entitled. And when you know that, then you can start. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Make an appointment with me. I'll help you through this journey. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.
Bye.